Welcome and welcome back, everybody, to the OK Grognard Show. Today is Monday, December 11th, 2023, 10 a.m. Central, in beautiful Lake Geneva, Wisconsin. And today we're going to do a 2023 review and a 2024 preview. See what I did there? Review and preview. They both have view in them. And you're viewing it right now. Hey, Vince, how you doing, buddy? Thanks for dropping in today. Thanks very much for running the Dungeon board game over at Lake Geneva Games yesterday. Two tables, having lots of fun, enjoying themselves. I think, despite what Alexandria did, is it Alexandria? Uh-oh. No. Am I messing her name up? I'm so sorry. Well, despite that one win, I think Stephanie is still the person to beat with three wins under her belt, I think. Anyway, it's still a lot of winning going on and a lot of fun being had by all sorts of people. Alexandra. I was right, of course. Your lovely fiance. Yeah, she puts up with you. You must, you are. You're one of the nicest guys in the world. That's why she puts up with you. So what do you think? 2023, you watch a lot of show. Hey, Sarah, how you doing? Watch a lot of the shows. Feel free to mention in the chat there if you have any highlights. She's a trooper, says Vince. 13 years. Congratulations. That's a long time. That, by the way, is how long the store's been around as of last Black Friday. Just a few weeks ago was the anniversary for Lake Geneva Games, who I also... should have thanked last week when I was doing all the thank yous, because working there has been a great, great deal. It brought me a great deal of joy over the last 8 years, and the space there where we run our first edition games and where you're running the dungeon games on Second Sundays is excellent. To get a chance to use George. Hey, how you doing, buddy? I see you're Vincent, George, and Sarah all in the chat today so far. Good little crowd. It is 2023. What highlights should I mention for 2023? We got away from the going over rules in great detail. Except a few times in 2023. We'll probably get back to some of that in 2024, but I want to be a little more circumspect about it. I want to be a little more picky about the time that we spend. And that was a large part of it. If we were going to keep the shows under 15 minutes, somewhere closer to 10 minutes each week, which we managed to do for the most part, very, very few shows went over 15 minutes. To do that, we definitely had to spend less time just reading out a section of rules or multiple sections and giving opinions and discussing them, because that takes a lot of time. But truth be told, if you say, hey, we're going to do a show on this section of the rules, and most people will not read them themselves ahead of time or know what they're saying. You really have to go over the rules as part of the show. People won't pause the video and say, oh, let me break out my book and read for a half hour and then watch a show and then understand what I'm hearing. It just doesn't happen. There'll be some who will, but for the most part, this medium requires that everything is within the video, and whatever is in there can't require homework. It's just not a thing. It's tough enough getting players to check out rules between sessions of a game, of a campaign, and look at stuff. It's just not in our DNA anymore. Those rule reviews were a great reminder of what a great tool the 1EDMG and PHB is still today. Yeah, it's true. Absolutely. The first edition Dungeon Master's Guide and the Player's Handbook as well are incredibly good resources. People that tout them as being poorly organized, I think, are basically picking up on one obvious flaw and jettisoning the whole thing because of that flaw, acting as if that one single flaw, which, you know, organization is not great in the first edition rules, but it is only problematic if you allow it to be. Because obviously you can get past organization. I mean, there's a table of contents, there's an index, there's just reading and then coming to grips with the organization of the material. Once you've gone through the book a couple of times to run games, you know where stuff is. Suddenly that one flaw is negligible. And if you then look at everything that's in the DMG and realize what a great resource it is for running games. And by extension, let's not forget the survival guides, because if you really want to get in depth on gaming and you know how the books are laid out and what's in them, the Dungeoneer Survival Guide and the Wilderness Survival Guide are basically extensions of the 1EDMG, and they are fantastic extra resources. And once again, it helps to know all that stuff ahead of time. You don't want to be sitting at the table running a game with your nose in the book, so get familiar with this stuff before you run the games. And you will find that running the games is not only smoother, but richer for having all that stuff in the back of your head. But we're getting off in the weeds here, and I just have a few things more to say before we finish up for this review of last year. We're going to do more of this in 2024. There's your preview. We're going to do more of these 10-minute videos each week. I want to say that we have, with this episode, 457, and we did 43 this last year and 43 the year before, so we're on track to do 43 episodes in 2024, which will take us to exactly 500 episodes at the end of our fifth year of the show, because we did so many the first year. It was during the lockdown and we were doing episodes every single day. And if we add on from this channel the myriad, the disparate episodes that were done prior to the OK Grognard Show, then this channel will have its 500th video at the end of 2024 in this vein. So we'll celebrate that at the end of 2024, too. So there's a preview. This is all to say, hey, thank you, everybody, for everything for this year. We're going to take our winter hiatus. We'll be back in January after, what, 5 weeks, 4 weeks? 1, 2, 3, 4. We'll be back on the 15th of January. So 5 weeks and enjoy the holiday. Have fun with your families and your games. And make sure to make the most of it, because that's what it's all about. Gaming is a great part of everything you do, so make the most of it. Thank you very much. This has been the OK Grognard Show for 2023. Catch you in 2024. Take care of yourselves, and we will see you then. Bye-bye.